Paul to his left. Jets trying to add to their lead. Fake the handoff. Rodgers to his right. Throwing. Caught. Touchdown. Terrific grab by Garrett Wilson for the score.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch and YouTube. Sean Shreveport, Jay Choppy. We got Peyton Russell, Carter in the back. Bobby is out today with strep. Thank you for being a total. That's the answer. Turn it on. Leave it on. Happy Friday to y'all. Final hour of the program. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, picks the Ravens game at 9:20. And then the KMC Masterpiece on the road. I believe Buffalo Wild Wings in Frisco at 9:40 here on the program. Last night, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets beat down the Patriots. Drake May getting some late play in that game. Let's see how long it's going to take in order for him to play. Rodgers with two touchdowns, 280 yards. Jets are 2-1. I do have some other odds about this week in the NFL before we get to Choppy's degenerate selections to try to make you some money from BetOnline. Which rookie quarterback will throw a touchdown pass first in week 3. All right. Jaden Daniels removed because he plays on Monday Night Football. Caleb Williams or Bo Nix. Of course, we're talking about the struggles of these young quarterbacks and all that Bo Nix hype that I was hearing preseason in Denver. Sean Payton's looking bad right now. Real bad.
He is. Bo Nix is looking bad. They both are. And, like, you know, Sean does have a very complicated system, and he thought that the amount of games that Bo Nix played in college, because he set the record.
Thought Bo Nix's backpack would allow him to recite those long-ass play calls.
He saw 60. He played in 60 college games. Nobody else has played in more than, like, 53. Like, he blew by a half a year. And it just hasn't worked out yet. It hasn't worked out yet. I don't know that it will ever. I mean, who knows? Like, but none of these three guys look particularly great that have played yet. And Drake May played, what, 8 snaps last night or 8 pass attempts last night?
You know how much Denver's scoring per game?
13?
13. Well, 13. Yeah, 13 tied with the Patriots. What two teams are scoring less?
Is this total points or just offensive?
Just points per game.
Bears? Oh, wait, no, they had more than that. They had two touchdowns on defense week one.
Two NFC teams.
Okay, Carolina.
Yes.
And the Giants.
Yep. The Giants are at 12. Carolina's at 6.5. The Carolina Panthers 2 weeks in, 6.5 points per.
And I'm starting their running back this weekend, baby, in fantasy.
Will a rookie quarterback throw a touchdown pass in week 3? Yes is minus 200. No is plus 150.
Oh, man. Take the no just for giggles.
How many 50-plus yard field goals will be made in week 3? The over-under is 15.5.
15?
15.5.
It's won a game.
50-yard field goal or more this week. What will happen first this year? A 150-plus yard rusher, a 400-plus yard passer, or a 60-plus yard field goal? 400-yard passer, 150-plus yard rusher, 60-yard-plus field goal.
60-yard field goal.
Yes, field goal, then the passer, then the rusher. Will Justin Tucker's field goal record of 66 yards be broken this season?
That's a lot. I'm going to say no.
I would have guessed yes. It is slight yes, minus 150. No is plus 110. You know that McCarthy is putting Aubrey out there for a 67 or 68. Already almost happened.
Absolutely.
Which possession will the Saints... Oh, man, this is embarrassing for us, too. Which possession will the Saints not score on in week 3 as they take on the Eagles, who right now cannot stop the run? What possession will the Saints not score on?
First.
First is plus 200, then second, third, fourth, fifth. Scoring every possession, plus 1,500. Those are the odds that can get.
That's it. I mean, their offense right now is the best offense in the NFL. Like, after 2 weeks, it's objectively the best offense in the league.
Teams that were favored to make the playoffs that are now favored to miss: Atlanta, Green Bay, Miami. Teams that were favored to miss that are now favored to make: Saints, Seahawks, 2-0. No one's talking about them. And Tampa Bay.
Okay.
All right. So there you go with some of those numbers. Will the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs? Yes, minus 160. No, plus 130. So they got a 61.5% chance of making the playoffs. Before the year, it was 66.7.
So, okay, so a little bit down.
Numbers have gone down about 5%.
Yeah, I think that obviously the Cowboys are still a playoff team, but there were some questions that arose in that game that I don't think gets, you know, they don't get solved till you see them again. Obviously, that's just the way the sport is. Like they stick with you all week. That's why the NFL is king, because it's one game and it sticks with you for an entire week. But there were definitely concerns in that one. I'm surprised. I wonder what Detroit's is to, that they dropped.
For the Lions to go ahead and make it?
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions are minus 220 right now. They were 68.8 of making the playoffs. They were 69.7 before the year. So they dropped 1%.
I'm a little...
But you got to take into account the division.
That's true. Yeah,
the injuries.
Minnesota. Nobody thinks Minnesota's going to stick around. Yep. Obviously, we don't know when Jordan Love's going to come back.
Green Bay lost Love, and Chicago's offense stinks.
Chicago's offense stinks. Yep, that's true.
So it's kind of there for them just to go ahead and take. All right, Super Bowl favorite.
Kansas City.
Yep, Kansas City plus 475. Second.
San Fran.
Yep, San Fran plus 650. Next.
Detroit?
No. Pepe, you can guess if you'd like.
Buffalo.
No, Peyton. That is incorrect.
I'm not going to say Baltimore, but that would be my next guess.
I'm not going to say Baltimore, but they are my next guess. No.
Oh. I was right.
Did you catch that?
Yep. New Orleans?
Nope. Think Bobby.
Dallas Cowboys.
Nope. I hope you don't think of Dallas Cowboys when you hear the name Bobby Belt. Well, he is our Cowboys insider. Think harder. Bobby Belt.
Who could have possibly... We already said San Fran. We already said KC.
Let me see you, YouTube. Let me see if you're a true Tolo.
Philly?
Nope.
Tampa Bay?
Nope. Think of his predictions. You have no idea.
The Jets.
Cincy?
The Jets. No, no. You don't remember who Bobby picked in the Super Bowl, who you guys have been fighting about.
Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fight. Good gosh. The Texans at 10-1 to win it all. Then Buffalo at 11. Can you see the board, old man?
I can.
All right, good.
Barely.
He's trying to read the board for the predictions he wrote down to try to cheat. Texans 10-1. Bills 11-1. Lions and Eagles both 12-1. Ravens 14-1. Jets before last night 16-1. Cowboys 20-1. Right in front of Cincy at 22-1. Green Bay 25-1.
That's like five AFC teams there.
Kansas City, Armpit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Jets.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All ahead.
Wow.
NFC East division winner. Favorite is.
Eagles.
It is. Minus 150. Cowboys are plus 140. Then the Commanders. Giants odds to win the division.
500-1.
75-1.
Oh, dang.
Harsh buzz right there. Yeah. Harsh
very
buzz,
harsh.
Pepe.
Very hard. Very bad guess.
All right. Let's get to RJ. How you doing with making money?
We are even this year. 10-10. I was 4-1 in college last week. I was like 1-4 in the NFL. Terrible NFL week. Making up this week.
Let's see if we can make up.
Do you want college or pro first?
Let's go pro.
Okay. I will take the Chargers +1 at Pittsburgh. I have no idea how it's a 1-point spread. This is one of those things where Pittsburgh probably wins by 10.
What is that over under?
It's
got to be low, right?
Yeah, I would think it's low.
I'll check it.
Yeah, go ahead. So I got LA
over under 35.5.
Oh God. I'm taking the Chargers +1. I also seen it at 1.5. I got it at 1. So if you can find it at 1, better obviously for you.
So when, all right. So
or actually 1.5 is better.
So explain that real quick. I got it at, I found it at, are you doing this? Like trying, you know, buying airplane tickets on a certain day? Or are you just going around all the different websites? How are you getting the number?
Certain
you want?
Websites have different ones, but also, it's when you bet it, too. Like, if you bet it earlier in the week and it was at 1.5, now it's down to 1, you bet it when you can. But, yeah, obviously you would want the 1.5 if you're going to take the underdog. You want the more points. So it gives you that. What I would do in this one, and what I actually did wind up doing, I just bet the Chargers money line.
You're getting, you don't have to lay any juice, and it's even money. So that's what I wound up doing in this game. So I just took them to win outright.
San Fran and the Rams, the over is 43.5. I took the over in this one. San Fran's a 6.5-point favorite. Didn't touch it. Detroit, Arizona, I took the over 51.
Like it.
Arizona's been scoring pretty solidly. I saw somebody in the fan text say that Miami is trying to trade for Kyler.
Okay.
All right.
And then you listening if you're Arizona? I'll give you a first and a second.
Yeah, I would listen to that.
Okay.
I would listen to that. And then Kansas City -3 at Atlanta.
Kansas City -3 at Atlanta. I like those.
All right, there
we
go.
Is that a parlay you're doing or just individual?
No, just individual. College football. Utah, Oklahoma State, over 52.5. Oklahoma State, it feels like every game they play at home is 38-31. And then keep an eye, though, on Cam Rising. If he doesn't play for Utah, they rule him out, don't bet the game at all. Or take Oak State -2.5, which is what they are. South Florida +17 at home against Miami. They broke records for student ticket sales. Miami starts conference play later that week on like a Thursday game, so it's a short week. For them after this, they're going to be looking to get in and get out. And South Florida played Bama really, really tough. Don't let the score fool you. It was 14-13 entering the fourth quarter, and Bama put up 28 in the fourth. I think this is a close game. I think Miami wins. I think it's a close game. They get a little bit of a scare. I like Tennessee -7 against Oklahoma. Now, the 7 points is -120. I went, and I said I'll take an alternate line of 7.5, and I got it at even. I didn't pay any. No, I didn't lay a vig, but if they're going to win by 7, they're going to win by more than that.
You're going to be hearing from someone in the back if this doesn't go your way Monday.
Carter says you're biased on the pick.
Well, they beat Houston by 2. That was like what? That's the thing. Like they struggled with. Was it Tulsa or Tulane?
Come in here, Carter. Come in here real quick.
Because I think OU is really, really good defensively. Offensively, I don't know what. How they keep up. They just don't score enough. Now, this is going to come back and haunt me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, like, if OU played their best game defensively, I think Tennessee's offense probably scores 24. I don't know that OU gets to 24. I don't know that they can.
Carter, how do you see the game going for your Sooner? Oh, wearing the Boomer
shirt. Oh, look at
that.
That
shirt. Oh,
absolutely, nice shirt. Yeah. It's 3 straight days of OU stuff.
You got that in that box thing, right?
Yes, home field box. Yeah. Yes, they do a lot of good stuff.
How do you see the game?
OU wins this game because they have 2 offensive linemen who are their best offensive linemen coming back in this game. They have their best receiver, Nick Anderson, coming back in this game.
Mm.
And
good free throw shooter in the clutch.
Great free throw shooter. Great receiver. He set an OU receiving record as a freshman as far as yards and touchdowns last year. And they just weren't showing a lot in these first 3 games.
That's my hope.
That's my hope.
3 games.
But I'm also going, this is Nico I's first true road game that he's playing in.
That's scary.
OU has a very good defense. It's just grown leaps and bounds over the last couple years. And I think if they can stifle him, hold Tennessee to field goals, they're going to have a real good chance to win this game.
Do you think Tennessee's for real?
I think they're really good. I think they're a top 5 team in the SEC. But
damn. Top 5 in the SEC.
That's where they're ranked right now. Well, the top 5 of the top 6 teams ranked in the country are SEC teams right now. So, yeah. But like they're better 6 than Mizzou. I think they'll definitely compete with Alabama. Although that game's in.
It's in Knoxville.
That's in Knoxville this year.
Yeah,
so.
And then Georgia's on the road. So Georgia's better. Texas is better. They're lumped in with Ole Miss, Alabama, and Tennessee as like those next 3.
All right. Thanks, Carter.
Got it.
So that's your. So I took Tennessee -7.
All right, there it is. He'll tweet out the picks on his birthday at RJ Choppy. Peyton, I saw your girlfriend. What a lovely Instagram message that was.
Oh, that's very sweet. She baked me a cake last night, so I had that this morning, or had the cake in front of me this morning. I didn't eat the cake.
You're eating it right now?
No. I'll eat it for lunch.
Nice.
There you go.
What type?
Yellow cake batter.
Okay.
Yellow.
Fudge icing.
And the fudge icing. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what Nick Eatman is feeling about the Dallas Cowboys responding against Baltimore. Or are they going to get battered again? EatmanDallasCowboys.com is next.
Let's get you over to the greatness of Diamonds Direct. And you know it is still here. It's still here. You need it the most. It's here for the rest of the month. That 0% financing. 5 years, 0% interest at both locations of Diamonds Direct on anything in the store. Doesn't matter what you want. Diamond pendants, the earrings, the necklaces, the engagement rings, the wedding bands. 0% interest. Interest rates are sky high everywhere except at Diamonds Direct.
How many times you buy something and you're like, uh-oh, what's happening with the tax? What's happening with the interest? What is going to be that real, real bottom line? You don't have to worry about it with this. Engagement rings, earrings, wedding bands, diamonds, necklaces, bracelets. I'm looking at the selection right now with the Diamonds Direct difference. So stop on in today and get ahead of that holiday shopping and take advantage, y'all, with zero spread over 5 years. You can spread the payments and then the interest rate of 0.0%. But act fast, it ends at the end of the month. For details and more, visit DiamondsDirect.com or tell them Sean and RJ sent you to Diamonds Direct. 5 years, zero interest on approved credit. Let's bring in Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Cowboys-Ravens coverage on this radio station Sunday, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing okay. A little bit worried about this game. Do you have strong conviction or are you up in the air?
It's up in the air for me. I'm trying to see how the Cowboys can win this game, but it's certainly not going to be an easy matchup, and kind of a bad timing, I think, for the matchup that's there. But you know, it is what it is. The schedule's here. So,
all right, your article is about spying. We asked McCarthy about it. Obviously, he's not going to try to give away anything. But let's just talk about the concept of it. Who would do it? Do they not even do it? How it's worked out in the past? Take us through your piece.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. You know, Zimmer was asked about it, and you know, Overshown did it a lot against Cleveland with Watson. Is he going to do it again? And he kind of was like, "Well, it could be Micah. He's fast. He's athletic." But I don't see that happening a lot. This is a kind of a different type of spy, I would think, because a different challenge because Lamar Jackson. You know, he's their offense. He gets it going. And so you're not really fooling anyone by saying, hey, we have to spy him. I mean, of course you do. Maybe with multiple guys. And so I think, you know, the middle of the field, you're going to see Overshown do it a lot. I think there's going to be times where, you know, all the linebackers that are there, you just have to stay honest. About knowing that he can break it down, he can pull the ball down from a pass at any time. And so, I mean, I think really every linebacker on that second level is a spy. And that's what I think it makes Mark Andrews and likely those tight ends so good is because you can't do both. You can't worry about the tight ends and stay at home for Lamar. And so that's what makes him so dangerous. You're going to have to make him uncomfortable, and he kind of thrives when he's uncomfortable.
In games like this over the years, how has this team handled tight ends in that situation? Like, have tight ends had, like, just massive games against them?
I have to go back and look on that. I feel like that there was a stretch where tight ends were always giving the Cowboys problems, and it wasn't necessarily because there was a running quarterback. It was just because, you know, they just struggled with them. And I think over the last few years, when you look at Dan Quinn's defenses, you know, they went a little lighter on linebacker. It's almost like they played their defensive scheme like it was always 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. You see the Marquise Bells and the Maquan Moos and those guys playing in a linebacker role. And I think, you know, now the focus was, and I know last week is not a good example, but the focus was to try to get better in the running game. Bigger linebackers, you know, try to play, you know, run fits and things like that. And what you give up is you give up some plays, you know, in the past and those tight ends. So I think Baltimore is so tricky because when you look at them, they seem like they have it all. They've got the tight ends. They've got speed guy and Flowers. They've got the biggest running back that God ever created. And then you've got Lamar Jackson. So I think they're going to figure it out. I mean, I think they're one of the most dangerous teams in the league. And you know, I bet you if they played those two games again, they could easily have been 2-0.
Nick Eatman on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Cowboys run defense more susceptible on the perimeter outside, like we saw against the Saints, or on the inside with all these D-tackle problems?
Yeah, well,
both. I thought, yeah, it was just your answer.
Both. I mean, both is, yes, it's the answer.
Yes.
Because, and again, Kamara is a special back because he can play both ways. He's not just an inside back. He's not just a perimeter back. I mean, he was so good. And they whatever they wanted to do, they did. And so I still think it's early to say where the Cowboys have the biggest problems. But we've seen it before where teams attack the perimeter. They attack the corners. Hey, you know, you're a rookie, Kalen Carson, and Trayvon Diggs, you're coming off of injury, and let's see if you can tackle. We know y'all can cover. Can you tackle? And then the same with Micah Parsons. I mean, that's the one thing to kind of neutralize him is to try to run at him. We know he's an undersized defensive end. He's awesome. He's strong. He can rush the passer, you know, better than anybody. But you know, when you run at him, that's obviously not his strong suit. And so I think the perimeter is a problem, but I don't think that means right down the middle is fixed either. I think that's why I said, yeah, the run defense is an issue.
Lamb good, Diggs good, Ferguson good?
Yeah. Lamb and Diggs, I think, are good. Ferguson, I honestly, y'all talked to McCarthy. I didn't. I don't think he gave you the game plan of what Ferguson's going to be able to do, but I'm getting the sense that he's getting closer to playing. I'll believe it when I see it. But the interesting thing about these guys, these injuries, is that you know it's going to be a physical game. And I'm not talking about Lamb and Diggs. I think they're going to play. With Ferguson coming back from an injury, you know it's going to be a physical game against the Ravens. And then you got a football game in 4 days, you know, right after that with the Giants. And so I wonder if they play like that, if they think that way, like, you know, rest him one more week, then he could be ready for that Giants game. But then again, I know that the trainers will say, hey, when they're ready, they come back. And so if he's ready to go, then he'll probably play.
Oh, I totally forgot about the Thursday
game.
Forgot
about that game in 4 days, yeah.
It's the Giants. Who cares?
I know, but usually, the Cowboys for 15 years have done Thursday after Thanksgiving, and they change it up this year, and it just sucks. Yep. They get two short weeks. It's crap. So, in terms of Ferg, you know, did Schoonmaker play well enough to not worry about rushing him back?
No. I like Lou Schoonmaker. I really do, and he did better than I thought he was going to do. I think that one-handed catch was nice. I mean, that was a nice play. He had six targets. He caught them all. But it just looks different, doesn't it? I mean, it's not 1A and 1B. It's 1 and 2. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, Ferguson just has more juice down the field. But Schoonmaker is a great prototype for that second tight end. He's a big guy, can block. And if he can make catches like he did the other day as the second tight end, that's great. But you do want your first guy to kind of go down the field a little bit more, and I think Ferguson can do that. But, I mean, a Schoonmaker for the role I thought was great, but it didn't seem like, okay, when he's out, everybody slides up. I don't think Span Ford, you know, did as much as what Schoonmaker would do as the number two spot. So I think they really did miss something there. But it was good to see Schoonmaker catch every pass thrown his way. I just don't think he's a dynamic threat, and they miss that. I mean, CD can't do it all, and Brandon Cooks, hello. I mean, need him to step up as well and make plays. And so it's kind of like Schoonmaker is kind of like Tolbert to me, where it's like at receiver, yeah, he's out there, he's doing things. It's just not the same. It's not the same as the other guys.
Nick Eatman here on the Fan. What's going on with this Dalvin thing? Is this Dalvin not being ready? I mean, it just seems so obvious that he would be active starting this week. Are you buying it? What's going on?
I don't know. I asked, and I don't know what's going on with the running back. I have this feeling that whatever happens, I mean, this isn't a feeling. This is definitely a fact. But when they line up on Sunday and play, whoever's out there, like, half the stadium's not going to like it. Because – that's where they are with running back. Everyone has their own thought. I would have said I would have thought Dalvin Cook would be ready to go by now. Like, that's why you signed him, to put him out for games like this, to see if he could do it. If he's not, I don't know if that's a, is it a terminology thing? It can't be. Not for a veteran like that, a veteran running back. There's no way that it's a terminology thing of the reason why you wouldn't play. And then I don't know. I think Deuce is going to play more than you know. I think he should probably play, but hope he proves us wrong. It's just Roquan Smith is probably just licking his chops on for this type of game. Running back by committee. I don't think anybody wants that. Nobody. You back into that. This is not what you wake up and go. Let's do the committee approach. I mean, no, it's just because I think what it comes down to a lot of times is you have a split within the organization, within your coaches, your scouts, your front office. You ask 15 people that make some kind of decisions, and I'm not saying that's how many you make it, but 15 people in a group like that, ask them which running back they should start. I bet you have 4 different answers, and that's a problem when you're talking about running back, because I guarantee you Henry's the answer in Baltimore. But in Dallas, if you ask, here, take these 5 scouts, these 3 offensive coaches, these front office people, whatever consultants Jerry listens to, whatever, I guarantee you're going to have 2 or 3 Zekes, a couple of Ricos, 3 or 4 Deuces, 5 Cooks, and then 3 go trade a guy. They may even have 5 options. And that right there is an example of it's just, you're just kind of throwing stuff at the wall. Nothing's stuck yet.
What is your pick?
We do a pick on Friday called gut feeling. And so it's the gut. It's my gut feeling. I just don't see the Cowboys winning this one. I would like to pick them, but the strength, they're not running the ball well. And they're going up against a team that I think does a good job stopping the run. They don't stop the run well on themselves, and they're going up against a Ravens team that I think does a great job running the ball. I just don't see Baltimore being 0-3. I just don't. I think that's the way the league works. I don't think that they will. I think they're better than that. And I just think that from the matchup standpoint, it's a tough one for the Cowboys. I'm picking Baltimore 27-20.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the game. All right. We'll recap Monday.
Okay, see you guys.
Have a good weekend. Nick Eatman, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort every Monday, hump day,
hump day,
and Friday on Sean and RJ. The fellas are out on the road. Figure out how you can go eat and party with the KMC Masterpiece. Crosstalk is next.
Guess who's back for Friday afternoon? Well, it's really morning right now. But hey, guys, how's it going? Sean and RJ, did you guys have a great show without Bobby Belt?
Yes. Mike McCarthy was in a fantastic move without Bobby.
You strepped him up, huh?
His daughter did, but Bobby strepped up RJ to ruin RJ's birthday weekend.
Yeah. We were next to each other all day at the remote yesterday. He had it. Now I for sure I'm going to have it.
Yes,
I don't have any symptoms.
Very contagious.
Yeah, it is.
It's like COVID.
Yeah, plus strep. The kiss we had at the end really, I think, is going to put it over the top.
Yeah. That's nice.
All right, so we are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Frisco off of Preston or on Preston.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you're just going
to
say yeah?
Well, just that's what you. What else do you need to know? It's Buffalo Wild Wings in Frisco on Preston.
It's near Snowbriar, yeah.
There's already 2 people here. Just remember, Buffalo Wild Wings is ready to serve you at 10 a.m. when we show up.
Yeah, let's do that
and
now.
We're here now.
Go ahead and get here, man.
Here's great news. We're near the rack. Nordstrom rack.
Okay. You said this earlier, and I was like, what rack? And you were just like, the rack.
I really thought we were going to get kicked out of Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's very close. So, Sean, here's my first question.
Okay.
When you shop for clothes, where's the main place you shop at?
Wherever my wife goes. I don't go out shopping for clothes.
She shops for you?
Yep. She might go. Well, I can't remember the last time she bought me clothes. It might just be holidays when I get stuff, but I don't know. She might go to Marshall's.
Sean, you sound sad. What's up?
No. I just don't like talking about clothes. I hate shopping. Okay. Choppy loves
shopping.
Choppy. Oh. Yeah.
You're wearing baseball-ism today?
I am. Yes, sir.
When you go shopping, where do you go shopping for clothes?
Ross, TJ Maxx,
you
Marshall's.
Got it at Ross.
Okay. Dick's. I like what you're saying.
Makes sense.
Used to be Lulu.
The other day,
used to be Lulu, yeah. Can't afford
it
anymore.
The other day, you know, I'm big time, Sean. I was on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I was in Seattle. It was a high of 67, like a low of 55 there. And I didn't really properly pack for that because we were also in Arizona, and I'm not lying about this. It was highs of 108 and 109 while we were there. So we had the 108, 109 degree weather trip. Then it went to the mid 60s degree trip. So it was a very different trip for different clothes.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a sweater from Nordstrom Rack. And I want to know what you guys think. I'll go to Corey on this one first. Well, it was a really nice, it's called Buffalo was the name brand, and I don't know that brand, but it was, it said $109.
Dang.
But at Nordstrom Rack, it's
$29.99. Oh, that's awesome.
Here's my question, because you feel like you're getting such a deal. Yeah. This $110 sweater for $30, I'm wearing something really cool, really yep. fashionable, cost over $100, but I just got it for $30. Do you believe that that sweater is really $109?
Like at the Nordstrom?
Like, yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's like a $40 sweater, but it's really just $10 off, but they put $109 on there to make you feel like you got the greatest deal ever.
I went to Dick's warehouse sale yeah. area in Plano.
Whalehouse.
Yeah, went there. Whalehouse.
Dick's Whale.
And,
yeah,
Dick's Whale. Mammals, you know what I'm saying, Kevin?
And they, yeah, I do.
It's right next to a Nordstrom rack, by yeah. the way. And so I went there over the weekend to get my kid a pair of cleats. And they were like $90 cleats. And yeah. we got them for $30. So, yeah, I love shopping at those places.
I feel like you should be able to look up those things, though. Like this
yes,
original price. To, yeah. I'm going to say they're not lying about that.
Yeah, I think that if they, it would have been out by now, right? We would have found out they were lying.
And Corey, why are you buying cleats with two former professional baseball players associated with your show so closely? RJ doesn't pay for any baseball stuff. No, and Holland doesn't even come on our show.
It's football cleats. So it wasn't spikes. It was football cleats. So, yeah, he started his football career this
year. I'm going to be honest. Now we transfer into cleats.
All right.
I know that there's a difference between baseball. Let's say we call them molds, which are...
Molds are the rubber ones, right?
Yeah, because honestly, in today's Metroplex, I don't know. Maybe I'm... I would say, Choppy, 80% of high school baseball fields are AstroTurf. Or
more.
I don't know they're not AstroTurf, but you think more.
The only ones I know of is, I know Colleyville is, that's where my kid goes. Grapevine is that way. And I think that's it. Like, I don't know of any others.
Yeah.
Everyone that we've seen is a turf.
And most of them say no metal spikes.
Right.
On this turf, because they're not putting down the Texas Rangers turf.
Yeah, they don't want to get
that
poked.
Just costs too much money. Mm-hmm. They are putting down good turf. I'm not saying it's not good, but they're like, you're going to have to wear molds, or I used to call them rubber spikes, but
yeah.
I don't know, because plastic spikes. But on the bottom of baseball spikes to football spikes, they are different.
Yeah.
Yet you're playing on the same surface.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're trying to get a different. You're trying to get a different grip, though. Like if you're an offensive lineman, you're trying to be able to stand your ground whenever a defensive lineman hits you. So you want a little more grip there. And receivers kind of the same way. They want to be able to dig in, and so when they're taking off and cutting.
Mike, do you remember when we were kids? The interchangeable ones, you could screw the metal off and put the rubber ones on.
Yes.
They don't make those anymore, terrible. Do they? Like,
well, I will
why
say
wouldn't
this.
They?
For track, they
because
do.
They're uncomfortable. The bottom part of it are so stiff. And now when you put on, let's say, New Balance, Nike are the main brands in baseball. You have Adidas, too, stuff like that. They make now the molds or even your metal spikes. Yes, a metal spike has to have... I don't know. It's more firm where it doesn't have as much movement. But they've done such a great job of making now shoes way more comfortable. Because it used to take me 2 weeks of my feet wanting to be cut off from my body.
Oh, no.
From, like, metal spikes in the early
90s. Yeah.
And then finally, like, after 2 weeks, your Nike shoes, that's what I had in high school, they would finally break in. And I felt like Reeboks took like only a week. And that's why I was like, I kind of like Reeboks more because for some reason they don't hurt my feet as long. But I think they've just done a great job of when kids now put on metal spikes, they don't really hurt much because they're a lot more flexible.
Mm-hmm. Well, golf cleats must be worse because watching Dustin Johnson walk yesterday, I thought he had something in his pants.
He's got a
on the backside.
Oh, he has a very unique walk.
Well, I was like, what is wrong with these cleats?
He walks like side to side. Like he walks like my right foot's going to point towards like 1 o'clock and walk that way, and then I'm going to take a step towards 11 o'clock to even out. It's a very strange walk.
His balance is
trajectory. Well, Corey, I need a tease.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
What's coming up on the show?
We have Jerry Jones coming up here at 10:30 today. Also, while we're out here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Frisco near Stonebriar, we have 2 hats, 1 jersey, 2 shirts, 2 mini helmets, and 2 figures to give away, in addition to the Dallas Cowboys Ravens tickets, courtesy of Miller Lite.
I believe there are two pairs of tickets
to give away. And Mike has giving away a custom-made Mike shirt today. So if you are named Mike and wear a large,
that's cool.
You can come get a custom-made Mike shirt today.
Yeah, I did this about 6 years ago. I made 3 of them.
You made it?
Yeah, so it's hashtag Tolo, and then my name, like you're kind of like a service worker, so it's kind of, it's a Dickies. Remember when we used to have a deal with Dickies?
Yep.
Yeah, that lasted one day. Remember when we went up there?
So I got this, I got 3 of them, might have been 4, and I made ones for Dawson, Jeff, I might have made one for Chris, I can't remember, but it's about 6 or 7 years ago, so I never wear it, and it is cool. It's a Dickies kind of, you know, work shirt, and it's a large. So I want to give it to somebody who it would fit them and they would wear them. Their name doesn't have to be Mike.
It has to be kind of.
But if they are a large and they answer this question, in 2011, what was the theme Corey Majors came up with for the Rangers?
Oh, my God. I love it.
So if you are a real Tolo,
I know it.
You will know.
I would hope you know.
Corey Majors said when I joined them for my first show ever, I joined Kevin and Corey for my first show ever. Not my first show ever on the fan, but my first show with you guys. It was a playoff game against Detroit, I believe. It might have been Tampa, but I think it was Detroit.
Yeah.
And Corey came up with the phrase for 2011 for the Texas Rangers. And I thought, yeah, that's all I'll say. I don't want to give anything more away. But when you tell me that phrase, and hopefully you're a size large, you can get my Dickies work shirt.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Right. I like it. I like that.
All right, so how about Aaron Rodgers saying, if you hug me, I'm going to punch you in the face?
As you should.
Do you believe the 2-point or the 2-score lead thing? As I tried to read his lips, it looked like he was saying that.
Yeah.
But at first, man, the first thing I saw was, get off me. I hate you. I never want to talk to you again. Just let me do my job.
Or just don't hug me like a weirdo.
Yeah, Salah's a tool.
So here's who Salah is. I'm wondering.
Robert Salah.
Is Aaron Rodgers part of Spartica?
What do you mean?
What Spartica?
I don't understand.
Because the movie 300, I think that Robert Salah was the king.
What are you talking about, Persian?
Yeah, if you go to that movie and you see him, I'm like, I think Robert Salah is a former actor.
He doesn't have 700 nose rings and stuff like that.
Might took him out to coach, Corey.
The game.
Yeah. You have to get him pierced.
Are you talking about like Xerxes?
Yeah, that's like 8 feet tall or 10 feet tall or something.
Look at Salah's like face and then go back and you don't have to watch the whole movie.
Texas William.
Just go and look at that right. actor and you'll be like, they are very, you know, he's bald. It's a very, you know, I don't know. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
And so I would say that he looks like the ruler of 300 where he's sending all of these demonic things and everything at the 300.
Yeah.
All
right.
So I think that's where Aaron Rodgers is like, no, I know who you really are.
2 things about that look. Number one, you can either give Rodgers like credit for being the seriousness of a competitor. Like, don't celebrate. Yeah. We're not up 2 scores. Or you can be like, you know what, man? Robert Salah has zero control of that football team. Like Aaron Rodgers gave him a look like it was his family member, you know?
Yeah.
Or I guess it could be both. I guess it could be both, but that was his intense competitor. Like, don't celebrate.
Yeah. Maybe there's animosity there. Maybe there is. I don't know.
I know Salah has zero control.
Zero control.
That confirmed that.
No.
When you look at someone like that, you're like, you got no pull.
No.
See, I'm not sure. Now that Mike has brought up that analogy, I think that Salah just and Aaron Rodgers just wanted it to happen in slow motion. Because, like, that's what everything in that movie is like. Let's go in slow motion.
What's obvious to me is that, you know, Rodgers is in it to win it, but Saleh is just there for the ding-a-ling, bling-bling.
Hey, by the way, Mike, out here today, they are selling these buckets for $10. Proceeds go to Miracle League. They're going to the Miracle League. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so Buffalo Wild Wings,
I know
cash
that
only.
Peyton's playing my music because he doesn't like me.
Because he wants our show to start on time.
Real quick. How many points do the Cowboys win by, and will it be a game in the fourth quarter? Sean, RJ, go.
Cowboys lose by three.
By three.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, no.
We were wrong last week.
I'll pick them to win last week. It's blowout city for the Cowboys next as we tell you why, how, what, who. Jerry Jones at 10:30. It's Can't Miss Radio on 105.3 The Fan.
What a tease.